Good morning and welcome to Women of Power International. My name is Chantel Renee and I'm your host for today. I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and it's a beautiful day. It's not warm and it's not too cold. It's kind of windy, but it's really pretty. It's overcast. It's a nice day today. And I'm excited to be here with you. So today the topic will be the favor of God. And let me tell you how amazing God's favor is. But before we get into the topic, I want to tell you about a fundraiser that we are doing. When I say we, I mean Women of Power International. We are doing a fundraiser for our upcoming conference, which is called Embrace the Power of Surrender, in March 24th and 25th. Well, this fundraiser is $10. And for $10, let me tell you what you can get for $10. OMG. First of all, we are partnering with an incredible cafe called Retro Blue Cafe here in Las Vegas. And they make amazing food. They make great burgers, great fries. They make gourmet hot dogs. They make, you know, Hawaiian fusion food. Well, what they are partnering with us for this fundraiser is for $10, you can either get a retro bento, which if you are familiar with Japanese style food, it's very similar to Japanese food and local food if you're from Hawaii, or if you've ever tried food from Hawaii, it's very similar. So a bento comes with white sticky rice. Oh, I love that. It also comes with shrimp tempura. It's not just your regular fried shrimp. It's a Japanese style shrimp. It comes with these spicy garlic, or I should say garlic chicken wings. And it has this special sauce that the chef puts on it. It also has a hot dog and teriyaki. And Spam. And I know some of you might not like Spam, or maybe you have not tried it, but it is good. It is good. I love it. And then the next option is a barbecue chicken wrap with salsa and this aioli sauce. It is so delicious. If you want something healthy, that is what I would love. It's on a bed of lettuce, and it's really good. My husband loves it. You know, my husband is exercising, and he's getting ready to take the test to be a Metro police officer. But it is really good. Both the bento, the retro bento, and the barbecue chicken wrap is amazing. So you get either or, and a complimentary drink for $10. And we are partnering with them, and they're so generous. They're giving 50% to Women of Power. I mean, that is generous. That's almost unheard of, let me tell you, for a restaurant to do this. And they know that our cause is to help women in need or in hardship, women that is going through like a life transition. So it's just incredible and amazing. The pickup date is this Saturday. Now, if you need tickets, you can contact me. I can even give you my number. It's 702-703-7990. You can also go on our Facebook page, which is Women of Power International. And I know there's several Facebook Women of Power International, but you'll know because my name is Chantel Renee, and I'm the host and the director of WOPI. And so we are excited, and let me tell you about people that have been buying these fundraiser tickets. So I have people that has been purchasing these fundraiser tickets. And some of them is just, you know, they're just saying, I want to donate my ticket. And you see, if you donate your ticket, when you buy a ticket and you donate it, we will give it to women in need. I'm talking single moms. I am talking senior citizens. I'm talking homeless women. I'm talking, you know, I'm talking women that came out of prison. If you know anybody in need, you know, just let me know, and we will save some tickets that we have, some that has been donated, and that we would love to give away. And if you want to be a, if you just want to donate tickets, please get a hold of us, and we can do that. We just need, you know, it's just $10, and we can figure that out. You know how we do that. We're gonna. You can just call me and or message me on Women of Power International Facebook, or email me womenofpowerintl@gmail.com. You are gonna be helping women. You're really gonna be helping women in need. Maybe you are one of the women in need. Call me. I have tickets for you. Call me. I have some food tickets for you. So pickup date again is this Saturday at Retro Blue. And the address is 6475 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 110. And I'm going to be going Facebook Live on that day, on this Saturday. And the pickup time is between 12 and 5 p.m. So please give us a shout out. Come on and check us out this Saturday. We will be waiting for you. Contact me, message me, and all that good stuff. Okay, so now our conference. I'm going to tell you guys amazing things about this conference. This conference is going to be at the D. The reason why I'm kind of stuttering is because this is a miracle. You guys have no clue. When the Lord had given me this idea, this conference, there was a vision that was given to me by the Lord. And I thought to myself, how in the world am I going to do that, God? And well, God is doing it. I mean, we partner with the Lord, right? We need to listen to the Lord. And it matters who we associate with, who is our contacts, who we connect with. It all matters. And let me tell you, so we are going to be at the D March 24th and March 25th in the ballroom. Tickets will go on sale this week. Tickets is starting at $25 in advance and $30 at the door. Let me tell you, you want to get these tickets. You want to be there. And our speakers are flying in. We have speakers coming in from Kansas City. We have speakers coming in from New York. We have speakers coming in from California, from Las Vegas. It is going to be incredible and amazing. And it is called Embrace the Power of Surrender. If you want to get deeper in Christ, if you are hungry for more of God, come and allow God to just touch you. And just allow the Lord, just allow him to love you. I tell you what, he is going to show up. The speakers are going to, is dynamic. You will not be disappointed. I'm excited. I'm humbled and I'm excited. So please come on out. Myself and Mocha will be our host, will be your host for that night. It's going to be off the chain. It's going to be incredible and amazing. So I'm going to pray for our topic, for our show right now. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you for who you are, God, for what you have done for us, God. Not for what we have done, but what you have done, Lord. I thank you, God, for allowing me to use my voice. God, I pray, Father, that you will speak through me, Lord, and that you tame this tongue, God, that you shut my mouth when it needs to be shut, and you open my mouth, God, when it needs to be open, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you are doing, God. I ask you, Lord, for every hearer, God, for every woman, Lord, that is hearing me, for every man that is hearing me, God, that, Father, that you would bless them right now, God, that, Father, that they would know, Lord, that this is you, God. Father, that you would touch them, God. That, Father, that you would open their ears, Lord. Open their eyes to see you, their ears to hear you, God, and their heart to receive you, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your joy, for your peace, God. For you, Lord, for your forgiveness, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, Lord. I thank you for your word, for your truth, and for your favor. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. So I'm going to talk to you guys about the favor of God today. And I'm going to start with the Old Testament, of course, right? And I'm going to start with the Hebrew word. So it's kin or chin. But I think in Hebrew, the C's are pronounced with K's. I'm going to tell you again. I'm not a theologian. I love to study the word of God. And so the word favor in Hebrew, like I said, it's spelled C-H-E-N. And in a Strong's Concordance, it means graciousness, kindness, favor, beautiful favor, objective favor, grace, pleasant, precious, and well-favored. Examples are with Joseph. I don't know if you guys know Joseph. I'm not talking about Mary and Joseph. I am talking about Joseph, who was sold to slaves by his brothers. Okay, and it goes on and it says, favor, grace, charm, elegance, and acceptance. And that word comes from, the root word is kanan or kanan. It's kanan. So it's spelled C-H-A-N-A-N, but it's pronounced like a kanan. And it is to bend or to stoop into kindness, to favor, to bow. It's just incredible to beseech fair, to give, to grant, to be merciful, to show mercy, to have pity upon, to pray, to make supplication. And again, talk to you about Joseph. I'm just going to talk to you a little bit about Joseph. Now Joseph was favored. He was just favored. He was favored. This is when, you remember, I don't know if you remember, his father gave him the coat of many colors. Remember that? And his brothers was always like, what? He get to have this coat? And then he had a dream. And his brothers was like, okay, well, he's really cuckoo now because he wants us to bow down to him. He's crazy. Then when they went out to go get, you know how they used to go out and get some food. Well, they did that, all the brothers, and the brothers decided they're gonna sell Joseph, and that's what they did. They sold him to the Egyptians. They sold him because they were jealous of him, of Joseph. He was favored, and I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna stop right there. I'm gonna tell you. A lot of times, I don't know if you guys experience this, if you are Christians, if you are believers of the Lord, if you call yourself believers, you obey God, you worship the King of Kings, that I'm telling you, there's a favor on your life. There is favor. If you have experienced any kind of favor, like I've been promoted, and you don't even know how this promotion came. I mean, you work hard, but my goodness, the promotion was incredible. The raise, the just the favor of God. God placed you, gave you favor, supernatural favor. Well, let me tell you, when the Lord gives you favor, it's an incredible thing. But what you have to also remember is that jealousy follows favor, because the enemy wants to try to steal, kill, and destroy you and the favor of God. But let me just encourage you that he cannot. So Joseph went through a lot of stuff. He went through a lot of, if you read, you need to read it. You have to read Genesis. You got to read about Joseph. And you have to read it for me to fully go in. I'm skimming. I'm just going to skim things through. So after Joseph gets sold into slavery, right? He goes and he found favor at Potiphar. Potiphar was, he was pretty, you know, he was like a big boss where he was from. And Potiphar took him in, into his home. And guess what happened? His wife, Potiphar's wife, now Joseph wasn't married. The Bible did say that Joseph was handsome. Potiphar's wife came after him and was trying to seduce him. Now, ladies, I'm going to tell you, do not be a Potiphar's wife. Do not be a Potiphar's wife. Potiphar was, you know, he was wealthy. Obviously, this wife didn't have a name. The Bible does not name her. But, you know, when a husband is wealthy, what normally happens, right? You get spoiled. Maybe you get all these Prada things, Michael Kors, whatever. Your nails done all the time. Your hair done all the time. You know, you get some, I have no clue, you know. But this woman wanted Joseph. She was trying to seduce him. She came after him. Came after him. To the point where she had a piece of his clothing. And she told the guards, it was Joseph who did this. He came after me, tried to rape me. She lied about it. So he went to prison for a long time. I'm not talking days. I'm not talking months. I'm talking years. He went to prison. He went to prison. And how many of you have ever experienced that? The blessing of the Lord, right? The blessing of God, the favor of God, and then you're stuck in prison. Maybe you're somewhere where you don't want to be. You know what I mean? And you're like, why am I here, God? Why am I here? And God has a reason. So anyhow. Joseph was in prison. He found favor with the guards, favor with the people, favor in prison. Now, that's incredible, right? When favor was following him, following Joseph. And how incredible is that, right? How amazing is God? How amazing is God? So anyhow, he's in prison. Now, remember Joseph, he can interpret dreams. So he started interpreting dreams. He was in prison. I forgot for the amount at this time. And the baker and the butler, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, wow, God. Wow. Wow, Lord. So, God is so amazing. You know? He's so incredible. We can be in our own prison or somewhere where we just feel like we are trapped. And God still uses. He still uses you. He still has favor on your life. On your life. And it's just like, wow. So in Genesis 40, I'm going to read this. It came to pass after these things that the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt offended the Lord, their Lord. So they had to go to prison too. And the king of Egypt and Pharaoh was angry with his two officers. So the butler and the chief baker was now in custody. They were now in custody with Joseph. And they were in a place where Joseph was confined. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. So they all went. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because Joseph was was there, and they all went, and he served them, so they were in custody for a while. Then the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, who was confined in the prison, had a dream, both of them, each man's dream in one night, and each man's dream with his own interpretation. And Joseph came in to them in the morning and looked at them and saw that they were sad. And he asked the Pharaoh's officers who were with him in the custody of the Lord's house, saying, "Why do you look so sad today?" And they said to him, "We have each had a dream, and there is no interpreter." So Joseph said to them, "Do not interpretations belong to the Lord? Tell them to me, please." So, you know, he's like, well, God can interpret dreams, but you know what? Why don't you just kind of tell me, what is your dream? So then the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, "Behold, in my dream, a vine was before me, and the vine were three branches." And, you know, he goes on and he talks about this, about his dream. And Joseph said to him, "This is the interpretation of it. This is the interpretation of the dream." And he goes on and he says, "The three branches are 3 days." And he continues on this interpretation. Now, when the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said to Joseph, "I also was in a dream, and there were 3 white baskets." So now here's a baker telling Joseph about the dream. So Joseph answered and said, "This is the interpretation. And now it came to pass on the 3rd day, which is Pharaoh's birthday now, and he made a feast for all his servants, and he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. Then he restored the chief butler to his butlership, and he placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand, but he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him." Have you done something? Think about that. Think about this. He forgot about Joseph. Here's this guy in prison. He's in prison with him. And it was all because of Joseph that helped him, right? And yet he forgot. He told Joseph, "I will remember you when I'm free." And he forgot about him. Then it came to pass, I'm going to read Genesis chapter 41. And I know I'm going to read this because it's very important for me to read the Word of God here on Women of Power International on our podcast. And then it came to pass at the end of the 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream. Now, he was in the prison for 2 more years after the butler and the baker was in, right? They forgot about him and one of them was hung. "And behold, he stood by the river. Suddenly there came up out of the river 7 cows. This is his dream. So anyways, he's going on about Pharaoh has this dream. Okay, now I'm going to tell you. Then the chief butler in verse 9 of chapter 41 says, "I remember my faults this day when Pharaoh was angry with his servants and put me in custody in the house of the captain of the guard. Both me and the chief baker, we each had a dream in one night. He and I, each of us, dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now there was a young Hebrew man with us there, a servant of the captain of the guard." Listen, he was a servant of the captain of the guard. "And we told him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. To each man he interpreted according to his own dream. And it came to pass just as he interpreted for us. And so it happened. He restored me to my office and he hung him." Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph. Okay, this is where it gets interesting, y'all. So Pharaoh goes and calls Joseph. He brought it to him quickly out of the dungeon. And he shaved, changed his clothing, and came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I have had a dream." And Joseph interpreted it. So Joseph answered, and he was in prison all this time, and he waited. God knew the time. Maybe you are in a place where you're like, OMG. Like, seriously? When will you see me, God? Why am I here, Lord? I am your servant. I am your daughter. I am yours, God. Can you see me, Lord? Can you hear me, God? Maybe you are this person. Well, let me encourage you about Joseph's life. You are favored as well, just like Joseph. You can either receive it or not receive it. You can either say, thank you, Jesus, for your favor. I don't understand, but I thank you, God. Or you can just say, whatever, I'm not favored. I choose. When I know God's hand is on my life and I am favored by the Lord, I thank him and I praise him. Even in my prison, like, you know, even in my pain, literal pain sometimes, you know, I praise the Lord. So anyways, so Pharaoh, Joseph ended up interpreting Pharaoh's dreams. And then Pharaoh says, now therefore let Pharaoh select a discerning and wise man and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this and let him appoint officers over the land. So Joseph rose to power. So the advice was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and the eyes of all the servants. So anyhow, Pharaoh had a dream, and the dream is very important. Really important. He had a dream. I'm not going to go over the dream. I'm just kind of telling you about God's favor over Joseph's life, and it's just incredible, right? So Joseph, Pharaoh's like, okay, well, you're going to be my right-hand man now. You know, like, Pharaoh's a president, and he's like the vice president. Pharaoh is a president of the company, and yeah, he's a vice president of the company. Pharaoh is the main manager, or the head honcho, and Joseph is the one right below, almost side by side. He has almost all the same powers that Pharaoh has. And then Pharaoh, verse 42, this is what he says. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring off his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he clothed him in garments of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. This is a man who was accused of raping Potiphar's wife. He did time he wasn't supposed to. And then, but God gave him a gift of interpreting dreams, right? God had favor on his life from the very beginning. He was favored. His father gave him the coat of many colors. He was just favored. But again, what tends to run after favor that's not good? Jealousy, right? So remember this now, but God always has your back. God always has you. Never be afraid to step out. Never be afraid of jealousy. You have to be courageous and brave. You need to use the gifts that God has given you. You have to use them. The gifts that the Lord has given you. I know you all have gifts. Use them. Use those gifts to please the King of Kings, the Lord of all. And so he goes on in verse 43, and he had him ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him. So Pharaoh is on the horse, and now Joseph is on the second horse, and people were bowing their knee to Joseph. And now remember, in the land of Egypt, they're not from the land of Egypt. Now remember, Joseph was in prison all this time. And Pharaoh also said to Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no man may lift his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name. He gave him a different name, an Egyptian name. and he gave Joseph a wife, the daughter of a priest of On. And so Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. Now he has now his duties is to take care of or to watch out for all the land of Egypt. Now he has all these people that are working for him. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. Now in the seven plentiful years, the ground brought forth abundantly. Just like with the dream, they were going to harvest. They were going to have a lot of food and whatnot. But then there was a time when there was famine in the land. And it talks about this. It says Joseph's brothers, when they went to Egypt. Now, when Jacob, which is Joseph's father, saw that there was grain in Egypt, Joseph told his sons to go. Now these are the sons, Joseph's brothers, that sold him into slavery. Now they have to go. So anyhow, when they went to go see, to go eat, to Egypt, they met with Joseph. They did not recognize him. They didn't recognize his own brother at all. And so Joseph recognized them, but he didn't let out that they were his brothers. He kind of, you know, to make a long story short, he gave them some grain. He put like a cup in their bag, and he kind of set them up a little bit before they went home. So it was a guarantee that they had to bring their little brother, which is Benjamin, and the father back. And Joseph was very sensitive. You could see, if you continue to read in the book of Genesis, in the chapters 40 on, and you will see just how God restores the family, and how Joseph just loved on his brothers. How he loved on his brothers. How he forgave his brothers a long time ago. And he blessed his family. All of that. He had the favor of God in his life, you guys. The favor of God. I know that sometimes favor doesn't look like favor at the time, sometimes, but it is. God is protecting you. Sometimes you wonder, why am I here, God? The Lord is doing things that only He can see, and you trust Him. You need to trust the Lord. Trust the King of Kings. Trust Him, because He knows best. He knows what He's doing. We don't know what we're doing sometimes. I don't know what I'm doing a lot of times. You know, I don't know why I do a lot of things sometimes. And I know that that understanding is great. Yes, I always ask for understanding, for wisdom. But let me tell you, when you're going through it, it doesn't feel like favor at the time. So God blessed Joseph and his family. This is in the Old Testament. And I want to talk to you about favor in the New Testament. I'm almost done. One more. Remember Esther? I don't know if you guys remember Esther. Esther 4:8, favor. The word supplication. Same word. Same root word as the Hebrew word kanan. Esther was favored. Esther had the same favor as Joseph. Same. So now let's go into the Greek. And the Greek word for favor is charis. And it means benefit, benefactor, favor, grace in a person, graciousness. Grace in a part of a giver, favor, kindness. Sense of favor, received, thanks. It is rendered favor. Luke 1, verse 30.
I'm going to read that. Luke 1 verse 30 says, "Then the angel said to her," which is Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Remember the angel, he was telling Mary that because she was carrying Jesus. God had favor on her. He had favor on her. Now, the favor in the New Testament, same thing, favor is favor. My pastor, Dr. Denny Valero, he likes to say, favor is not fair and I don't care. That's always what he likes to say. Favor is not fair and I don't care. It really isn't fair because God will just dish out his favor and we don't know why, but he just does. It's not something that is earned. It's not something that you did. You don't deserve it, but he just gives it. And when he does give you that favor, I'm going to tell you, you need to thank the Lord. You need to be appreciative. You scream on the mountaintops if you have. You praise God. You thank him with your actions. You thank him. You thank him. You praise him. You walk in that favor, not in a boastful way, but in a way of thanksgiving. You live your life out pleasing to God because you are favored. You are favored. Now, the Strong's definition of favor says, especially a divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in life, including gratitude, acceptable benefit, favor, and gift and grace. I'm just going to stick on that Luke 1 verse 30. Do not be afraid, Mary. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. For you have found favor with God. Mary, you have that same kind of favor. Okay, well, maybe you did not carry God in your stomach, right? You didn't carry God. We all know, but Mary did. It doesn't mean that you don't have the favor of God. You have God's favor on you. The favor of God is upon your life. You have to recognize the favor of God. You recognize the Lord and you say, thank you, God. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Thank you. So in Acts 2, verse 47, it says, praising God. Okay, well, I'm going to start from verse 46. It says, so continually daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread. They're talking about the church in here. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Wow, God. God's favor. That's God's favor. Praising God and having favor with the people. Now this, they had favor with the people. I'm going to read from The Voice because I've been liking The Voice translation. It says they were unified. They, meaning the church, are the people there. They were unified as they worshipped at the temple day after day. In homes, they broke bread and shared meals with glad and generous hearts. The new disciples praised God and they enjoyed the goodwill of all the people of the city. Day after day, the Lord added to their number everyone who was experiencing liberation. I love the New Kings where it says multiplied. There's a multiplication. Multiplication. You know that multiplication is more than addition, right? Not division, multiplication. The Lord multiplied. He gave his favor. Let me tell you a little bit about this process, about the conference that is happening. Now God is amazing, I'm telling you. God is amazing. We are all unique in God's eyes. We're all his children. And you know, God is every time I say God is amazing, because he is amazing. He is worthy of your praise. He is worthy of all praise. He is Almighty God. He is creator of the earth. He is your creator. He is Elohim, Adonai, the great I am, Prince of Peace, Yeshua, Messiah. He is provider, protector, love. He is. Let me tell you, when God moves and when his favor is upon your life, man, and you look back and you see, wow, I went through all of that, God. I look back and you protected me, and I thought I was in this hole, and I thought I was just like shut in, and I thought I was sheltered, and I thought that when you raised me in a little town, if you are from a little town, and I didn't have access to this, my parents were not rich, I didn't have that, I didn't have this, that all that time you protected me and guarded me. I had no idea that you had favor on my life, God. When you look back at your life, I want you to look with the eyes of Christ. Look for all the good back in your life. See how God has protected you and have favored you. Anybody can look at the negative, but it takes a mighty woman of God, a mighty man of God, to look at the God moment, and you praise him in the middle, and you thank him for the favor upon your life. God has opened up the D Casino for us to have this conference. You guys have no idea how amazing that is. This ministry is new. This ministry is of the Lord. We have people working behind the scenes to make sure that everything is good, but we cannot do nothing without Christ. We need your help. We're doing this fundraiser to fund the conference, to help women in need, to, you know, the desire is when there is a woman, she is working hard. She's working hard, and yet she's a single mom, and she has to decide, should I feed my babies, or do I have to pay for my power bill? And her babies are hungry. And she pays. She buys food. Feeds her babies. Well, her power is going to go out. Women of Power International. What we do is we want to pay that power bill for her, so she doesn't have to make the decision, you know. And I know that there's a lot of other nonprofits out there that is helping women, and oh my goodness, I praise the Lord for them. I thank God for Salvation Army. I thank God for Catholic Charities. I thank God. I thank the Lord. As a matter of fact, I know the colonel here at Salvation Army, and wow, amazing. So when you think of Women of Power International, I want you guys to think about that. That our vision and our goal is to help women in hardship. Single moms, widows. I know what it feels like to be a single mom and a widow. And when you are a woman, you want to smile through the pain. You don't want your children to carry to see that you're always crying. You would do whatever it takes. You're going to work that job, whether it's a fast food restaurant, whether it's retail, whatever it is. And is there the temptation to go out and make more money, but not in a great way? Like being doing things that mommy shouldn't do. There's always that temptation. We are here so they don't have to choose that. We want to be a organization, a nonprofit organization that will be able to assist women, you understand, that are struggling. Maybe they just came out of prison. And they don't know where to go. They need help. And there are great, very few, I have to say, facilities for women here that are struggling with addictions. We want to help with the and partner with the people, with the organizations that are good here now, because we don't have the funding to house women that just come out of prison. We don't have that, but we want to partner with great organizations that are already doing that for the women. And a lot of times they are in need as well. And we want to help those women. We want to, that's our desire. We are not a nonprofit that just wants to do it all. No, we want to partner with the community, with the people in the community, with the other organizations, because man, when we work together, it is awesome. When we build together, it's amazing. This city of Las Vegas has such a terrible name, but I'm telling you, God is here. The Lord healed me here. He healed me from emotional pain, from grief, from, you know, spiritual pain, physical. His grace is here in Las Vegas, out of all the places, right? So Women of Power International, we are not just here in Las Vegas, but we are global around the world. And we want to bring this globally. We are, actually. But please consider when you think of us, consider giving to Women of Power International. Consider giving to this nonprofit organization. We are a 501c3. Consider. If you have any information or any questions, you can call me 702-703-7990. You can email me womenofpowerintl@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, Women of Power International. Again, I'm Chantel Renee, and you're going to meet our ambassadors, Mocha. She's one of our ambassadors, and Lexi and Stephanie, and they all work very hard here at Women of Power International. We do this voluntarily. and we are excited to do this and to help women. If you're a woman in need, please email us. Find us. We are also on Twitter and on Instagram. We want to help you. We can assist you. We can send you some resources or direct you to some places. You know, I'm telling you, this conference, pray for us. The conference is next month, 24th and 25th, almost 30 days from now. Please keep us in your prayer. If you cannot make it, if you are in another city and you want to donate to us, yes, we're going to have that, all of that. Feel free to donate to us. And I can assure you, you're going to see Facebook Live. You're going to see where your funding is going. It's going to women, to children. Women that it's going through hardship. It is, I'm telling you. These tickets, fundraiser tickets that have been donated, we write your names in the back of them so we know who have donated the tickets. I mean, it's just a blessing. I thank Rowena, who donated 7 tickets. 7 tickets, y'all. I thank Mark and Sherry, who donated 4 tickets. Amazing. Fundraiser tickets. It's not the conference tickets. It's gonna be on sale this week. So be on the lookout for that. So I'm excited. If you guys have any questions, again, all my contact information, Women of Power International on Facebook. Or Women of Power INTL at gmail.com. Email me and we'll get back to you. So until then, I want to say thank you very, very much for listening to this episode of Women of Power. And may you have a wonderful and blessed and favored day. Let me pray for you. Father, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for every woman, God. Every person who hears my voice, God. Bless them, Lord. Show them how real you are. Show them that you love them and you care about them and that you know every detail of their life, God. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would answer their prayer, God. And that you would have your way, God. I thank you for Women of Power International. I ask that you continue to protect us, God, in this ministry. And that, Father, that you would have your way in this ministry, God. This ministry belongs to you, Lord. And I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Bye-bye.